Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. And if you're like me, you absolutely love dolphins. Anything that has to do with dolphins. And we have an absolutely wonderful guest, Sergio Barbarin. And he has written the most charming book about dolphins. And he is calling in from Lima, Peru. Sergio, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing? Thank you very much for your kind invitation.
Well, I am so pleased to have you as a guest today, and I do have to tell you that it's sort of synchronistic today that I had opened up my email, and I found from a friend and a listener to the show a wonderful story about dolphins and about how they really are man's best friend and the special things that they do. But your book has such a warmth to it. Now, I would like people to know that you're an Australian citizen, but you were born in Lima, Peru, so you're right at home, and you have a degree in chemical engineering at Texas A&M University, and you decided you were going to follow your dreams, and you have a real passion for the ocean. That, in turn, stimulated your desire to become a writer. And you have published 11 best-selling books. Absolutely are in the environment that dolphins love. They are right there in the sea with you. But you have a calling also. Because of the passion for these beautiful creatures, you also have decided you are going to be very much involved in preserving the ocean and the creatures within. Sergio, you have such an interesting life story. Give my audience a little bit more about how this love affair with dolphins began. It's a big shift from being a chemical engineer to being in love with dolphins, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Donna, and thanks for your question. I'll try to make a long story short. well, basically, yes. I lived in Australia for 15 years. I was born here in Lima, Peru. And you're right, I have a degree as a chemical engineer in Texas A&M. But, you know, one of the things I've discovered, Donna, is that if you follow, you know, the dictates of your heart, life works in strange but wonderful ways. Since I was a kid, I was born in a city that overlooks the ocean, and there's a beautiful surf here. So I remember the first time I stood up on a surfboard when I was probably 6 years old. I remember I said to myself, my heart told me, you know, this is going to be for your life. And basically I'm a soul surfer, and my lifestyle is based on the ocean flows. But as I said, what happened was I got a degree as a chemical engineer. In Texas A&M, I have to accept that besides going to the state to get a good degree, one of my dreams was to be there and have the chance to go to certain places, to, you know, like Hawaii, California, Central America, Mexico. So basically, I did both things. Then I came back to Lima, stayed for a couple of years. Then I said, no, I have to go to Australia because it would be a wonderful base in Sydney, to surf Australia, but also to go to all these beautiful places like Jeffreys Bay in South Africa, Fiji, New Caledonia, Tahiti, and surf all these magic waves because we surfers are like nomads. Now, having said that, I basically, probably in Australia, I made the worst mistake in my life. I'm the kind of person that really loves the simple things in life. I don't need too many material possessions to be a, you know, a happy person. As long as I have a, as long as like my spiritual life is on top of my material life, and I live in peace. Well, I'm a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
But the big mistake I made in Australia was that for some reason, in the company I was working, it was a big company, I really started to ascend very fast in the company. And in the end, I ended up being the general manager in charge of all Southeast Asia and Australasia. And at the beginning, it was wonderful because that gave me the opportunity, you know, to go to exotic places like Thailand, the Philippines, Vietnam, Japan, Korea, all Southeast Asia, and also, you know, travel through all Australia and New Zealand. But the mistake itself I made was that suddenly, without noticing it, I wasn't working to live anymore. I was living to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me lose the track of what the life I was meant to live was, and because I didn't have the time. For some reason, and I always talk on a personal basis, I don't judge anyone, it's my opinion, the way my life, I think the most important and beautiful treasures in life are the simple things in life. But living in a society that sometimes, you know, having a big car, you know, a fancy car, having a huge house, or, you know, having an Armani suit or a Rolex gives you status that for some people it seems that it, you're better because you're able to afford those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree totally with that. I think we are all human beings. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, as long as you're doing the things you love. That's the most important thing in life. So basically what happened to me is when I realized that I had basically placed myself in this golden cage of, you know, of money and big decisions, what people call important things, many people, I had lost my life. I couldn't surf, I couldn't watch a sunset, I couldn't be with my friends because I didn't have the time to live.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I was in Singapore closing a big business deal and with some Malaysian entrepreneurs, and I remember exactly, I think it was yesterday, this was more than 10 years ago, but the watch I used to use at that time in my wrist, it started to burn my wrist, and I felt like a panic attack. And I, after a long time, I heard the voice of my heart that told me, Sergio, either you live this life and live the life you were supposed to live right now, and probably you will end doing this for the rest of your life, and you will regret it someday. So I remember I rushed to the business office of the hotel. I left a meeting with my assistant, and I just took a piece of paper and a pencil, and I wrote my resignation to my Australian headquarters. And I decided to, after doing that, to give away everything I had and take a sabbatical year throughout Europe. And the main reason was to go to surf to Spain, France, and Portugal and recover my life, you know. I just gave everything away. And the only thing I took with me was a very old camper, which I lived. I slept there. My two surfboards, my guitar, and my dreams. And it was in a beautiful beach in Guincho, in Portugal, north of Lisbon, the capital, that I met a very special dolphin, a wild dolphin. And we surfed together, like, for 3 days.
Wow.
And it was an amazing experience because wild dolphins normally never go that north because of the cold water. But having said that, the other thing I took with me was a laptop. What used to be a laptop, you know, there was no Windows, just DOS systems. And because I had given everything away in Australia, and I had only kept the money enough for that sabbatical year, you know, for the money to last while I try to recover my life. I had already taken the decision that I was going to go back to Australia, probably get a job that wouldn't pay as much as the job I had before, but that would give me what I think is the most precious thing that any human being in life has, time to live, time to do the things you love to do. was, you know, in Portugal, and I was surfing with this dolphin. We surfed for 3 days, a wild dolphin. And the same way it came, it disappeared. And I remember well that night in my camper, I opened my laptop, and instead of, you know, just writing all the expenses of the day, it was like a catharsis. And I just made an analogy. I found the perfect character in making an analogy between a dolphin and its pot and myself and the society I used to live in. And when I finished, and it was three weeks I wrote every night, it just came from the heart. Mm-hmm. And I just let it flow. And when I finished, it was unbelievable because I finally found the key to get out of that golden cage I had placed myself in. Nobody's fault, my fault. And I finally, after a long time, I felt free again to live the life I always dreamt to live. A simple, quiet life, following the dictates of my heart and following my dreams. And just to finish, when I went back to Australia, I never thought about publishing any book. Life made me a writer. Yeah, but I had two beautiful friends, and they, for some reason, they read what I had written, and they said, why don't you send it to some publishing house? And I said, no, I wrote it for myself. But me, without knowing it, they sent the manuscript to some publishing houses in Australia, and I remember one day I got a phone call from Random House Australia, and they offered me a contract to publish the book. And, of course, at the beginning I was amazed. I was over the roof. I never thought I would have written something that could be published. But that was the second most difficult decision in my life, because they started to change the message of the book, Random House. And I said to them, look, this is not what I have written. And they said to me, yes, but this is what sells. And I said, no way. When I normally have to take a tough decision and my mind is still not sure of what to do, what I normally do is I just go and walk on a quiet beach, just sit in front of the ocean and just meditate and let my heart speak by himself. And I said, I already sold my soul once to, you know, to what I thought was happiness, you know, mm-hmm. having all these material possessions. I won't do it again. So next day I called him and I said, either we do it the way I wrote it or the contract is off. And again, I heard the same words. We'll regret it someday. We are the experts. We're just starting. So I just took a leap into the unknown. And what we did is these friends of mine said, well, if someone like Random House saw something in your book, we'll self-publish it for you and see how it goes. And for our surprise, it sold like 5,000 copies on the first month. And then, well, in a year, it had sold like 100,000 copies in Australia. And then for some reason, the book got into the hands of some editors and publishers at the Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany, which is the biggest book fair in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, the snowball started rolling. This was 10 years ago, and they just started calling me from, you know, from every country to ask me if they wanted to, like, if they could publish my book. And that's it.
Well, it's an amazing story, and Hay House currently is the publisher of your book, and your book to date has sold 10 million copies, and the book is titled The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer. And listening to your story, Sergio, it sounds very much like your very heart, as you said, was in this story because it is your story. And you have this wonderful dolphin that has a very special story, and his name is Daniel Alexander Dolphin, and he has a passion for the sea. You have some beautiful, beautiful photographs that are in the book that really go along beautifully. But Daniel has problems just like all of us do in life. He's wanting to step outside of the box, as you so adequately described in the beginning. How did you come up with the name Daniel Alexander Dolphin?
That's a really nice anecdote. I used like several, eight different combinations of names, and I was in my small office in Australia with 15 friends, 15 very good friends. And in the end, you know, I made like a small focus group, and it came with Daniel Alexander because at the beginning it was just Daniel, but it was basically because Daniel, it's, you know, I'm not a Catholic, but in a Catholic religion, it's a prophet in the sense of nothing is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of Alexander, I've always admired Alexander the Great because he, in the Middle Ages, he built a huge empire, but he was so wise, I think, that every part, every new kingdom he conquered, he would never let people live the way the life they normally live. So he didn't conquer them. He was amazed to learn about other cultures and realize that there are so many different ways of thinking in the world. So that's where the name Daniel Alexander came from.
Wonderful. Now, in your book, you have not just a story, but there are pages in this book, The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer, where there are thoughtful quotes that are side by side with a beautiful, beautiful photograph. And there's one, there comes a time in life when there's nothing else to do but to go your own way, a time to follow your dreams, a time to raise the sails of your own beliefs. And that's what you did. And the story of Daniel Alexander Dolphin is, again, very much a reflection of your own experiences. And there was the voice of the sea that spoke to him. And you just need to take chances sometimes. And Daniel goes through so many variables. And you really took a chance when you gave everything up and just decided to go back to surfing and took that sabbatical year. That was a turnaround in your life.
It was definitely a turnaround for the best, Donna, and I never looked back. It's something, you know, when I write a book, and as I said, life made me a writer, so my books are very simple, and the only thing I always try to leave a profound message. I always write about things that have happened to me or people I've met, or experiences I've had, because I believe you can only write about what you have really lived.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, you know, I'm so happy that Hay House has published it in all the English-speaking world. And I think it comes at a right time, because right now we're living such a huge financial crisis all around the world. It's not only the States, it's everywhere. And you know, I was born, I'm an optimist. I've always been trying to be a positive person. And no matter what I see on TV, no matter what I read on the newspapers, life for me is a wonderful adventure. So I understand that, of course, money is important. But I guess there's a limit. You know, from my point of view, money is very important to give you peace of mind, you know, so you don't have to be struggling day after day, you know, so I'm going to pay bills at the end of the month. But once you get into that level, at least that's what I think, the decision I took in my life is, okay, I've got my financial problem solved, and now what I'm going to do is just not keep making money just for the fact of making money, having a huge big account on the bank. No. You only live once, at least in this life. And I always thought, you know, the only things you can take away with you are the memories of the dreams and the things you achieved in your life. And the only things you will be able to live in this beautiful earth are the good or bad things that you made to make of this world a better or worse place. The rest is, if you start to think about Donna, the rest is just borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
When I you know, when you think I own a car, my house, no, it's only for some, it's only for a span of time. So, at least I've never been to a cemetery where I don't know, I've seen, you know, somebody buried with a car in a house or in a, at the site. So, I'm not saying, look, it's important to have peace of mind, but financial peace of mind. But there are so many more important things in life. And now with this crisis that is going all over the world, and I have a lot of friends also in the States who are really suffering with this, you know, they are losing their houses. Again, beware of how you see the world, because the world will be exactly as you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take this like, you know, it's the end of the world. Take it as an opportunity, because sooner or later, the storm will pass. And you won't die.
That's true.
And learn the lesson. You know, next time maybe be a little more prepared. You know, if you earn 10, try to save 2 and, you know, live with 5. And then again, while we are through the crisis, you know, going through the crisis, don't only think about the bad things that are happening to each of us. Think about all the beautiful things that still all of us have around us, and the most things like, you know, like health, family, a beautiful world to explore. So many beautiful things that, because sometimes we will run from one place to the other, we forget they are there.
Very true. One of the statements in your book, which I thought was a very wise statement, Daniel is going through these various experiences as a dolphin, and he realizes the world is not as small as he had been told it was, and that his ignorance, and I'm quoting directly from your book, was a result of having believed what he had been taught without even asking where the information had come from. And your comment about what's going on today, not just in the United States, but around the world, is so significant because often we get into the messes we're in because we don't ask where information comes from. We don't check our sources. And so you bring these little bits and pieces of wisdom, like Daniel saying he doesn't fear what he doesn't know. Well, when you think about it, how can you be afraid of something that you know nothing about? You can't.
I agree totally with you, Donna. And it's the same thing, you know, as a soul surfer, we're like nomads. We travel around the world looking for the perfect wave, and that gave me the chance to visit Muslim countries, to visit Buddhist countries, and also, you know, Christian countries. And one thing I can assure you is that people, wherever they are, people are just people. And there's always, everywhere, that 1% of people who have lost their way, and because of that 1%, sometimes we judge the rest. I'll give you an example. I just saw the other day, you know, there was this huge shooting in a German school, I think, and something equal happened in the States. But because, or, you know, a fanatic, a Muslim fanatic, put a bomb in Israel. But having said that, you know, because of these or two or three separate events, the States is still a beautiful place to live. And 99% of the people are beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
And the same happens if you travel to other places.
Right.
If you go to a Muslim country, you'll see that 99% of the people They don't want to go into war. They don't want to. They just want to live their life and follow their dreams and live a happy and fulfilling life based on their own thoughts.
That is very true. That is very true. And when you're pummeled with this limited information and you don't check out the resources, you don't question who's giving this information, how is it being given, what is the motive behind it, then you often will, through your own ignorance, and goodness knows we're all guilty of that at one time or another, we find ourselves in dilemmas because we haven't challenged, because we haven't questioned. And again, Daniel the Dolphin, Daniel Alexander the Dolphin, is just absolutely wonderful. And I love your different comments, and this one in particular in your book, where it is, follow your dreams, listen to your heart. Whatever others might tell you, never forget that you only live once and that your dreams, big or small, are the greatest treasures that will guide your life to a unique and wonderful destiny. Don't let your fears stand in the way of your dreams. Sergio, this is something that if someone could just absorb that into their very essence, what a difference this world would become within a very short period of time, because we wouldn't be out trying to bash other people in to try to get what's necessary. And I'm not saying my listeners would necessarily do that, but there are so many people that do. But if you really love what you do and you really do what you do well, somehow or another, you're going to get the recognition.
I agree totally with you, Donna. One of the things I've learned in life is the only person you should compete with yourself. You know, just wake up every day and look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, I'll try today to be a little better than yesterday. And the other thing is, I don't believe in tradition. I believe in principles. I think principles are universal. And it's the same thing with religions. You know, I cannot imagine that because of religion, so many wars have been fought.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, when I went through all these religions, and I respect people who have their faith on their own religion, I think respect is where everything starts. But in my case, I became a spiritual person more than anything else. And I found God my own way. You know, the God in which I really believe. And not the one my parents told me, you know, that if I did something bad, I would burn in hell, or if I did something good, I would go to paradise. I think hell or paradise is what you can do of your life here on earth. And again, you know, if someone, a simple human being like me, was able to fulfill his dreams, Donna, anyone can do it. It's just a matter of following the voice of your heart. Nobody says it's going to be easy sometimes. As everything in life, you have problems. But it depends how you see the problem. If you see it as a problem or you see it as an opportunity. But you can lie to everyone, but you cannot lie to the voice of your heart. And one of the things I listen a lot to people who are older than me, and they have a very good financial situation, you know, and everything. And they say to me, Sergio, it's not worth it. Because sooner or later you'll have 80, 90 years old, a big bank check in the bank, but then you don't have the time to, you know, to live life anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sergio, I'm going to disagree with you on one point, and I feel that you can live life richly, whether you're in your 20s, your 50s, your 80s, your 90s, and if you look at life, just like you've said, as an opportunity, and you greet each day, no matter what your age is, you're going to be a rich human being.
Yes, Donna. No, don't get me wrong. What I'm trying to say is, it's never late to start again. It's never late to start again.
What I'm saying is that.
But what I was trying to say is that I've seen people work so hard for so long. You know, and they didn't, at that time, everything was more important than, say, their family quality time. And they got into a point in which they thought, look, well, I reached the top of the mountain, and I thought that when I reached the top of the mountain, I would find what I was looking for. But I didn't find it there. It was somewhere else. That's what I'm trying to say. But having said that, I agree totally with you. It's never late to start again. Never.
Sergio, this has been absolutely delightful, and I'm so pleased that you were able to call in from Lima, Peru. I want my audience to know, again, that your book, The Dolphin, Story of a Dreamer, is absolutely wonderful, and it makes a terrific gift. But if nothing else, when you when you just want to sort of give a gift to yourself, this is the type of book you'd want to read. Now, he has a website, and I will spell it out. It's S-B-A-M like Mary, B-A-R-E-N.com. That's his website, and that's the Sergio Bambaran, B-A-M-B-A-R-E-N. So again, go to his website, S-B-A-M-B-A-R-E-N.com. You can find it on Amazon.com. Over 10 million copies have been sold, and there are so many other things that he's written. Sergio, thank you for giving us the gift of your time and your wonderful stories, and I wish you continued success in all that you do.
No, Donna, thank you very much for the invitation. Thanks for saying the name of my website, and I'm going to be doing a promotional tour starting March 15th for a month throughout the States.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm so happy that I'm going to return to the States.
That's fabulous. Well, if you go to his website, sbambaren.com, you'll find out where he's going to be in the United States. Again, Sergio, thank you for being my guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break, and we're going to be coming back with more good things to share with you. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Now, telephone lines are now open if you'd like to give me a buzz to chat. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And worldwide, we're on 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And if you're a first-time caller, just know all I need from you is your first name or your initial. After that, just let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. And remember, this is an information resource. That's correct. That's what I am, and that's what I love to provide. And this is your opportunity to be able to call in and talk to me personally. I had someone say, gee, Donna, do you do private appointments? Yes, I do. And if that's something you'd like to set up, just call me at my office, 800-872-8852. Quickly, I want to mention my Mind Vision class is going to be coming up on April the 25th. That's correct, April 25th. Now, this is being held in the Pacific Northwest in the city of Tacoma, Washington, and this is going to be on a Saturday. The hours are 10 until 4. It's all day, and lunch is included. It's $95 for the whole event, including the catered lunch. And for reservations, the telephone number that you call is 253-383-3151. That's 253-383-3151. Now, what is it about? Well, with this Mind Vision class, I'd like to see you power up your inner giant. And this will allow you to learn about your own personal genius, how you can change, recreate what you want as a future. Change is in the air, and part of that is also expanding your intuition. So you're going to be able to work with your passion, your direction, and your perceptions on multiple levels. So that's what this class, this all-day seminar, is all about. Tell your friends, and if you know of anyone in the Pacific Northwest, then just let them know that this is available to anyone. And if you call in and mention the Donna Sebo Show, and or if you attended the Northwest Women's Show, just mention that fact, and there is a $10 discount, so tell your friends. Again, Mind Vision, April the 25th, Saturday, and this is going to be held at the Center for Spiritual Living, 206 North J Street in Tacoma, and part of the money does go for the proceeds of the building. This is in a historical building, and so part of the monies will be going towards the preservation of that building. We were talking with Sergio in the beginning about dolphins and this wonderful book that he put together, how an animal goes through its various learning phrases and its phases, and it was based on his life. Well, to use a dolphin as an example is really, I think, quite good, because they are absolutely incredible creatures. And I had someone sending me information on dolphins, one, how they can create circles like rings of air that form these wonderful circles in water, and they are able to play with these little circles of air, the rings. And they're such intelligent creatures, and you know, they have been used in the military since 1960. They have been trained to deliver equipment to underwater personnel and to find and return lost objects. They've also been trained to be guardians of boats and submarines. But they are amazing creatures, and we continue to learn that they have so much to offer us that all we have to do is to study, observe, and be wise. And these wonderful creatures of the sea give us a real insight into ourselves, into the wonderful world that we live in, and the life we're experiencing. Well, that is something that I think, whenever you are observant of nature, you always have something to learn. Years ago, when I started to get into the development of my own mental skills, there was a wonderful man. His name was Reverend Floyd Humble, and he was a mentor of mine for a number of years. He was a spiritualist minister, and he had been a trance medium for most of his life. And his stories were always fascinating to listen to. And one of the things that he would tell us when we were in his classes is that if you take the time to study nature, you learn a great deal, not only about your own intuitive processes, but you learn to listen and you learn to pay attention to what is going on around you. You become mindfully present. You hear me using that term quite frequently on the show, and it is for good reason. Because when you're mindfully present and you're singularly aware, not unlike what Sergio said when he was dealing with a particular publishing house, and they were telling him that they knew what was best not he. So he had to take some time. For him, it was the beach, walking by the water, watching, listening, being quiet, and allowing himself to become in tune with what felt right to him, what was of purpose to him. And that's what Reverend Humble used to say to we students, because he said, if you pay attention to nature, she will teach you so much. If you are, for instance, interested in learning about auras, if you're wanting to learn how to read auras, if you're wanting to learn how to do things like this, study the colors of nature. Look at the colors that are vibrant, alive, and healthy. Look at what they're associated with. Look at the plants. Look at the trees. Look at the flowers. It all has insight and wisdom to share with you. Mother Nature is one of the greatest teachers you could ever want to employ. And speaking of that, I'd like to share with you my intuitive skills. Give me a call if you would like to talk with me today, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And again, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, just let me tell you what I have to tell you, and then you are welcome to ask me a question about anything, anyone, any situation that is of importance to you. Saving is something we're often encouraged to do. A lot of people are very concerned because there are so many situations with banks that have created some real problems for many. However, it is true. If you are wise and you are willing to be prudent, you're going to find, even though we are going through such difficult times in our world relative to what we could deem financial security, you still can go ahead and make some plans. There is a wonderful woman by the name of Mary Hunt, and she said, you know, you just need to get back on track and realize that if you want to get ahead, let's say something's happened and maybe you've lost, like I've known so many people, just in talking with them the past month, their supposed retirement securities are in the toilet. They say, my goodness, all of these different things that I had put money into that I thought I was going to be getting dividends on until, you know, I was ready to pass out of this world. Now they're not there because the companies have gone belly up. Well, so you just start from where you are. And what you need to do is just deal with saving your money now. And as long as you are physically able, keep on working. And lots of times I find in talking with different people, there is this attitude about retirement that it's sort of a Pollyannish type of environment that's going to be super duper, we don't ever have to worry about anything, we don't have to do anything, and it's a sign of old age. Well, the world today is much different. Many, many people I know that are in their 70s and 80s are still very productive and active and generating an income. Some of the people are finding that they're doing it because of necessities, but others are doing it because they're downright bored. Their lives don't have enough in them. Our world today is much different from what it was many years ago. We're living longer, and if we're prudent, we're living healthier lives, and we've got the physical stamina to be about and active. Now, maybe you don't want to be out doing certain things that require a particular level of activity, but there's part-time work available, and there are so many different types of positions that people need filled that you could generate a very good income with. I was talking with someone today, and they said, I may be getting a positioning. It's not going to pay me as much as the one I had 5 years ago. And I said, well, why are you so concerned about that? Why don't you realize this job is going to give you an opportunity to learn something new and allow you for expansion in a whole new dimension? Who knows where that could lead you? Look at it as an adventure. And the person did some thoughtful reflection for just a moment and said, you know what? You're right. This should be an adventure. And that's what I encourage you to do. So save money. Have automatic saving as if you are working. And realize you can be prudent about your expenses, and there are things that you can think twice about There's a lot of businesses that are booming, like dollar stores, thrift stores, discount facilities. Why? Because people are shopping for savings. This is something you can do as well. And remember, that does stimulate the economy. Even though you may be more prudent with your dollars, there are businesses that are still going to thrive in these difficult times. And that is what it's about, getting through the challenge, understanding it's not the bottom of the barrel. It doesn't ever have to be. And if when you're productive, you're adding back into that essence that we need in our economy to make things healthy and harmonious. And also, it's a great time for innovation. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. Don't go away. We'll be back, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. You know, Easter is coming around the corner, and I came across something that if you've got kids, and you're wanting to do the traditional Easter egg coloring. One of the fun things to do is to use natural environments. Of course, there's always those egg coloring kits. But I came across this information, and I thought, wow, this would give a whole different shading of colors than what you're typically accustomed to, because you're using herbs and other things right from your kitchen cabinet. And I thought, this is too good to pass up. I've got to share it with you, because it's something that can be a lot of fun. And I know when I was growing up, that was always a big deal, coloring the eggs. And, of course, the moms would make sure that everybody had something over them, because invariably the kids always get the stuff all over them. But this is natural, and it is just a lot of fun. So if you want to have a bright yellow dye for eggs, this is all you need to do. You need to take 2 teaspoons of ground turmeric and 1 teaspoon of white vinegar, and you take those ingredients and add them to 1 cup of boiling water. And then you just mix it and then let it cool. And then when it's cool, then it's ready for dipping. Now, if you'd like to have a light blue, what you want to do, and I thought this is fun. This is really fun. Kids would have a good time with this. You add several slices of purple cabbage and 1 teaspoon of white vinegar to 1 cup of boiling water. Now, the water itself is going to look purple, but it comes out like a robin's egg blue, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous color. But again, you let all of these things cool before you have the kids dip. Now, if you want to make a pale pink dye, you take juice from a jar of beets and you mix it with 1/2 teaspoon of white vinegar, and you use 2 cups of water. And if you've ever worked with beets, you know how they will stain big time. And then if you like purple, you take 1/2 cup of purple grape juice and add to it 1/2 teaspoon of white vinegar and 2 cups of water. And then once you do the coloring, now something that kids can do too, and I'm sure you already know this, they can take wax crayons and write on the white eggs before they color them. Or if they want to dip them in another color after the first color dries, they can write on that with a crayon, and then they can dip it in, and it just creates a whole different look. But something else you can do if you really want to give it that special polished look, after the eggs are totally dried, you just rub them with a little vegetable oil that you put on a cotton ball and just rub the oil over the eggs, and it's just going to make them nice and shiny. So that's just an Easter egg tip. If you're going to be doing anything with kids, and they just love to do this kind of stuff, and it can be a lot of fun, and you can do all kinds of designs, and it's just a fun activity that when you do it, the kids are always so proud of it, and then you put it out, and if you have an Easter egg hunt where you're hiding things, it's just a lot of fun. It's a wonderful, wonderful tradition. Donna Sebo here. If you'd like to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 is the number to call in to. Also, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and that is worldwide. You know, I was talking about the various natural elements that you have in your own home that you can use for the coloring of the Easter eggs, but you know, there are so many herbs that we can utilize that can help us in different ways, and one of them is using your teas, and this is considered a great way to de-stress. More than a cup of coffee, there's something magical about tea. It's always been that way for me. And the reason that tea is sort of a relaxing kind of a brew, it has L-theanine, which is an amino acid. Now, what they found in research is that when you drink tea, it doesn't make any difference if it's white tea, green tea, or black tea. It seems to rev up the brain's production of calming alpha waves. And it's like in 30 minutes. There's just something about tea. And if you drink 4 cups daily, it cuts your body's production of stress hormones up to 47%. So you can just, you know, it's a very good thing to have. And some teas may have more of a caffeine effect than others. And if you don't particularly want that caffeine effect, then, you know, you can go for your herb teas, or you can have a decaf tea. Also, sage is an aromatic herb, and we're all familiar with that wonderful herb, especially around Thanksgiving with cooking and doing very special dishes. But they found that this herb increases levels of a brain chemical, acetylcholine, and it's a proven mood lifter and attention tamer. In fact, they find that people who take about 600 milligrams of sage daily were 11% calmer during high stress times than those who did not take the herb. Now, the thing is, when you're dealing with herbs, remember, they are still chemicals. And it's something to do your homework on to see whether this kind of an herb would agree with you. And if you're taking any kind of medication, herbs and medications do sometimes have interactions. And also the holy basil. Yes, basil. Boy, for the people that love to cook Italian, basil is just so wonderful to use in food. But you can get extracts of holy basil. That's what it's called. And it is the relative of the herb that we use in Italian recipes. And it has a particular ingredient, rosmarinic acid, that boosts levels of two calming brain hormones, serotonin and dopamine. And this is stated by Christine Horner, who is a physician. And you can check with this in your health food stores. But isn't it wonderful to know that we have information available to us that makes it possible for us to find out more about ourselves and our lives? Well, this is, and how to make them better. This is Donna Siebel. We are out of time. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the highly intuitive child. Catherine Crawford is going to be my guest. Remember always, you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is a wonderful day to be alive. Be glad for your blessings. Count them. And just know there will never be a limit to the good that you can have in your life. We'll be here same time, same place tomorrow, right here on BBS.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.